Texte numéro 41. If the poorest Americans are selling their blood, the US is in serious trouble. Looking to make extra cash? Don't want to retrain in cyber but need a new gig? Good news. All you need to do is contract COVID-19, try not to die, then sell your antibody-rich blood plasma. Blood centres in the US are currently paying COVID-19 survivors a premium for their plasma, the yellowish liquid that makes up about 50% of blood. Apparently, you can get $100 to $200 a pop. It would seem some enterprising students have fallen prey to this money-making scheme. Administrators at a university campus in Idaho recently announced that they are deeply troubled by accounts of students who have intentionally exposed themselves to coronavirus in order to get that sweet, sweet blood money. Even before the coronavirus hit, low-income Americans were selling blood plasma to get by. The US is an outlier in this regard. You're not allowed to sell your blood plasma in the UK or in many other developed countries. In the US, however, you can donate up to twice a week. The procedure typically takes about 90 minutes, and you will get somewhere between $30 and $50 a time, which is more than the $7.25 per hour federal minimum wage. The companies bleeding you dry, of course, will be earning a whole lot more. Blood plasma is a multi-billion dollar business in the US. Indeed, blood products are the US's 12th most valuable export. In 2016, they made up a greater percentage of all American exports than soya beans or computers. Giving blood plasma now and again won't hurt you. Indeed, it is something we should all do if we can. Plasma is desperately needed for life-saving therapies. But selling your blood plasma 104 times a year, as some desperate Americans do, may be another matter. Some people who sell their plasma frequently have also complained about things like migraines, numbness, and fainting. I am not necessarily against the idea of allowing people to sell blood plasma. As long as it is strictly regulated, the number of donations safely capped, and the pay fair. However, I am definitely against people having to resort to selling plasma because the lack of a meaningful welfare state, along with a stagnant minimum wage, means it's the only way they can scrape by. According to one study, plasma donation centres are disproportionately located in low-income areas, and the most frequent use of money earned from donating was paying for food and basic necessities. And this is happening in the richest country in the world. It should make your blood boil. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.